Okay, so get this right. I was reading this article the other day, The Intelligence Age, and it really got me thinking.
Oh, yeah. What about?
Well, they're saying that we're on the verge of something even bigger than the Industrial Revolution.
Really?
Yeah, like way bigger. We're talking a complete transformation. They're calling it the Intelligence Age, where AI changes, well, everything.
Everything.
Well, yeah, it's not just about, having cool new gadgets. It's about AI changing the way we live and work and how we solve problems.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like the difference between, well, using a horse and carriage and flying a spaceship.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, they both get you from A to B, I guess, but the possibilities with a spaceship are, well, they're astronomical.
Exactly. And that's what this article is getting at. And they make a really compelling case for it, too. Like, it's not just hype. They connect these historical patterns of progress to, where AI seems to be taking us.
Right. Well, I mean, think about it, right? We haven't evolved to fly as humans, but we still build airplanes.
That's
We
true.
never like developed superhuman strength, but we created machines to, do all that heavy lifting for us. We've always been building upon our knowledge, our inventions, and AI is really just like the ultimate tool in that process, right?
So are you saying that instead of building physical tools, now we're building intelligent ones?
Exactly.
Okay, I see. But I mean, what makes this intelligence age different from any other tech boom we've had? Like, we've had computers for a while now. I mean, what's the game changer this time?
It all boils down to, well, deep learning.
Deep learning.
Yeah. So just imagine, right? A computer that doesn't just, follow instructions, but it actually learns from any data you feed into it.
Okay.
And here's the thing. The more data it gets, the smarter it becomes.
Deep learning, okay, it sounds so futuristic. I mean, is it really that different from how computers have learned in the past?
It is. Think of it this way. In the past, we were teaching computers like we teach toddlers, right?
Okay.
Simple commands, one step at a time. But deep learning, it's like taking that toddler and instantly giving them access to a library. I'm talking the size of the entire universe.
Wow, yeah.
And it can absorb all that information and
Yeah.
then connect the dots in ways that, well, frankly, we never could before and come up with these solutions that, well, we haven't even dreamed of yet.
Okay, but what does that actually look like in our everyday lives? I mean, in a decade or two, right? Like, does it actually paint a picture of that future for us?
It does, yeah. And it's, well, it's both, I'd say it's exciting and a little bit daunting, to be honest with you. But the possibilities that this article outlines, they're pretty mind-blowing, I have to say. So like imagine a world where you had this personalized AI assistant. And I'm not just talking about, like setting reminders and stuff. I'm talking about navigating these like really complex tasks. Coordinating your health care or maybe even dealing with legal issues.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking about like AI lawyers and doctors? Because if so, sign me up.
Right.
No, but seriously, that sounds really incredible.
And that's just like scratching the surface, really. The article talks about AI being able to go through like sifting through these mountains of medical research just to personalize your treatments.
Wow.
Potentially even like predicting and even preventing diseases before you even show symptoms.
That's wild. I mean, it's like having this team of experts in every field available to you, 24/7.
Exactly.
No wonder people are saying that this is a revolution.
It is.
Didn't the article also touch on AI being able to like help us tackle climate change too?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So imagine AI being able to optimize like energy grids, design these revolutionary carbon capture technologies. I mean, the article actually specifically mentioned this new type of AI design material that can actually pull carbon out of the air, like
Right.
way more efficiently than anything that we have right now.
Okay, so using AI to like solve these real world problems that we're facing.
Yes.
This is pretty amazing stuff. But I have to ask, are there any downsides? I mean,
Yeah.
something this transformative, this big, it's got to come with some, I don't know, some caveats, right?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, I think it'd be pretty irresponsible if it's not to at least consider the potential challenges that come along with this, right?
Right.
And honestly, I think one of the biggest ones, and the article actually acknowledges this right up front, is the impact on the job market.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And the economy as a whole.
Right, yeah. Like the classic robots taking our jobs scenario, right? I feel like
Yeah.
it's like a common fear, but I don't know. Is it really realistic in this case? I mean, I feel like anytime we've had new technology, it's always kind of disrupted the job market in some way, hasn't it?
It's definitely a valid concern. And like I said, the article doesn't, it doesn't shy away from it at all.
Okay.
There's no doubt that, yeah, some jobs are going to become automated, maybe even, you know, entire industries reshaped. But here's where it gets interesting. The article actually argues that this disruption will ultimately be manageable.
Manageable. Okay. That's kind of a bold statement. I mean, how do they back that up?
Well, they do it by drawing these parallels to like historical precedents.
Mm-hmm.
Think about like the invention of the automobile, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it replaced, you know, the farriers and the stable hand, even some carriage makers back then, right? But it also created just countless new industries and jobs,
yeah,
that I don't think anyone could have even imagined back then.
Right. Like we've got mechanics now and car designers and factory workers. I mean, heck, even drive-through restaurants came from that.
Exactly.
It's like the ripple effects are huge.
Huge, yeah. So they're saying that what AI will kind of like create new opportunities just like those past innovations did.
Precisely.
As some jobs become, you know, obsolete, others, especially in fields we can honestly barely fathom today, they'll emerge. It's about, you know, adaptation and having a bit of, I think, faith in human ingenuity.
Right. Yeah.
Like, remember, we've been through this before, right? These sorts of shifts.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's somewhat reassuring, I guess. But if this intelligence age really is all about, you know, everyone having access to this powerful AI, then, well, how do we ensure that everyone actually benefits from it, right? Won't this just like end up widening the gap between, you know, like the haves and the have-nots even more? That's the real question, isn't it? I mean, how do we make sure that this whole intelligence age, that it actually lifts everyone up, right? It doesn't just benefit, you know, a select few.
Yeah.
It has to, I mean, I would hope this article addresses that, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it does. And it's, I mean, it goes beyond just, you know, saying, oh yeah, there could be some inequality there. They actually lay out what they think is a potential solution. And that's, you know, really democratizing access to the actual tools that are going to power this AI revolution.
Okay, so what does that look like, though? Like, in practice, what actually needs to happen to make that a reality?
Well, it really comes down to two, like, really key things. Abundant and affordable computing power.
Okay.
Think about it. These really powerful AI systems, they need tons of energy to run.
Right.
And they rely on these cutting-edge chips, right?
Yeah.
So if we're talking about everyone benefiting, then we need to make sure that those resources that they need, the energy, the chips, all of it, it's widely available and it's affordable.
So it's not even just about developing the AI itself at this point. It's about building the infrastructure that's going to support it.
Yes.
And making sure it works for everyone.
Exactly.
Like, if you think about it, it's kind of, it's like we're building this, like, this highway system, right? But it's for the intelligence age. And we have to make sure that everyone can get on that on-ramp. It's not just, you know, the people who can afford some fancy car.
That's a great analogy.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine, right, a world where we have all this incredible potential of AI,
mm-hmm,
you know, the medical breakthroughs, tackling climate change, but it's only limited to, like, a select few.
Mm.
It's only accessible to those who are already, you know, wealthy or powerful.
Right, right.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
That's inequality on a scale I don't even think we've ever seen before.
It reminds me of that saying, like, technology itself, it's not good or bad. It's like how we choose to use it.
Right. Yes, exactly.
How do we actually make sure that the benefits get shared and that everybody can, you know, benefit from it?
Yeah. And that's honestly where I felt like the article's call to action was. It really resonated with me because it's this, like, call for collective responsibility, right? Like, we're at this really pivotal point in human history. And the decisions that we're making right now, the investments we're making, the ethical frameworks that we're putting into place, you know, that's all going to determine whether this intelligence age that they're talking about, whether it leads to this widespread prosperity or whether it just makes the problem worse, you know, the inequalities that already exist.
So what I'm hearing is this intelligence age, you know, we're standing on the edge of this future. It's unlike anything we've ever seen before. AI is so powerful, so transformative, but we really have to be careful. We have to make the right decisions now to make sure that everybody benefits.
You got it. It was a great read. I mean, the intelligence age, it gives us this glimpse into this future that's, you know, fully promise, but it's also a really, I think, sobering reminder that we have a responsibility to shape it, you know?
Yeah.
If I could just leave our listeners with one thought, one question to think about, you know, when they're going about their day to day, it's this. What if the true test of this intelligence age, right?
Yeah.
It's not about how smart our machines get, but how wisely we choose to actually use them.
What will we choose to do with it? That's a great question. And that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. But, you know, if you haven't already, I encourage you to check out The Intelligence Age. It's really a thought-provoking read. It's something that, honestly, it'll stay with you long after you finish the last sentence. So thanks for joining us on this little journey into the future. And as always, keep asking questions, keep learning, and keep exploring the world around you.